Well, it just sounded like it, from what Tony Pohl was telling us, and I'm not there, so I don't know, but it sounded like it was a more pervasive need than just when you close the books. And he mentioned both Memphis and the Great Plains software. I don't know if, I realize it's difficult to hire somebody else or get training, pay training or whatever, but it seems like that's a really big need. And I'm glad that we're talking about sharing expertise between stations, but then it sounds like this is something we really need to do a lot more of at all of our stations, though.
It's true, and it's one of the issues. I've run into this basically at the publishing company where I work, too. Unfortunately, most accounting software and database software don't talk to each other, and so you have to find ways to work around it to make sure that you get some consistency and reconciliation between the two, and that's one of the many projects that we're going to be working on, because you're absolutely right that it's an essential for us to really know what's going on in this organization and to be able to function effectively.
Yeah, it is critical, and the close is not just closing the books. It's the responsibilities are kind of shared, because the whole thing with Great Plains and closing is that you have to post everything to Great Plains in order to close. So the national office here is making sure that's done, but there's still some of the accounting functions are to be done there. And basically, Lynn here is directing that certain entries, have to be made in order to close. So Lynn is basically supervising and doing a lot of the work and actually performing the close herself, but supervising some of the entries that have to be made, and that we will eventually have, as we go through and have more time here in the national office, it will just be done. It has to be done here, because the consciousness in terms of response and stuff was just not working there.
Okay, well, I do appreciate your attentiveness to this, but the other related question, I'm not trying to pick on you because I don't know what the right solution is, but Tony Pohl also told us, he said there was drastically inadequate staffing in the national office, and so
yeah.
I don't want to burn out the few people we do have there, and I don't know where the money's coming for to hire more people, but I hope you can get us more information about that, maybe at the PNB meeting or somewhere. I want to hear some sort of plan, or if there's anything we can do at this station.
Well, there is,
with volunteers or whatever to help.
You can. There's something you can do. You can put forth a motion that you've reviewed this, you've heard the auditor, and that we need another finance person in the national office.
Well, but the other issue becomes paying
the funds, right? Exactly.
Moment, we're kind of up against finding how to work with what we've got.
But I think Sandra,
although it may involve some differences in some of it, and I think that Chandra and whoever else, two people, I think, and I think you mentioned, I think you just sent out an email too, Bill, that mentions a group that you've worked with in Houston. So, it may be that we can get some help from some of these groups for some portions of this, and that would be wonderful.
With Donna. And since Donna is just down in L.A., you're close by, Donna. Maybe we can talk more.
For the groups, what I'm going to do is, like I said, AGA is a national organization, and they're supposed to do community service.
Wonderful.
So I'll just find out where they are in each of our main sister station areas, and I'll send that information to either a member of the board or the GM, or maybe to you and to Arlene and to you, Lavarne, so that you'll have that information. I'm a past president of AGA in the LA chapter, so maybe I can get them. First, you have to understand it's a conglomeration of local, state, federal auditors from every persuasion, supported by CPA firms. So, maybe we can get them to, if they have the knowledge, to go ahead and share it with us.
That would be wonderful.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Thank you. Now we're going the second time around. Lisa? Okay, I heard some people raising some, you know, very, very important issues, and they had, you know, some very good questions, and it made me realize that there we have a lot of new people on the audit committee this time. And I just wanted to touch on a couple of things, because it's really important to understand what happened and really the severity of what is going on. I know people are aware of it, and please don't think I'm trying to imply that people are not. But I would advise some of the people, at least the new people to the audit committee, to go back and to listen to some of the calls when the auditor was on speaking directly to us. And I will even send the links to those calls, because it's really important. I mean, it was, you know, it was very, some of the things he said he had to say, but it was very, very harsh in terms of what was going on, and it was very harsh to even listen to this. And I've been on the audit committee for about 4 or 5 years, and I just have to say this because I'm being honest, but he used words such as atrocious and out of control. And again, I'm saying this because it's just very important for us to really, really understand what's going on and to look at it so that we don't repeat the same mistakes. And I am glad to see that there is that this initiative was taken, you know, by the executive director and the CFO to at least even be on this call, because that brings me to another thing that did happen. And I know that the audit committee passed the motion unanimously, I believe, at the last audit committee meeting, which I think was just the motion to really show that we're taking this very seriously, to address Tony Pohl's concern about fostering a sense of control consciousness throughout the entire organization. We had requested, you know, I'm badly paraphrasing this motion, but I know one of the things that was requested was that the national board, the board of directors, also instruct the executive director to have a meetings with us, ongoing meetings on an ongoing basis about the progress that's being made. And again, I'm very glad that LaVon and that I'm so tired. Thank you. I've been losing a lot of sleep lately. Are here, but my point is the response that the national board gave to that, which was troubling to me because I know some directors were even against that, and then it got tabled and everything. And so we have to really work hard to make everybody understand that, look, there are some things that we must rectify and we must address. And it's important to also have the support of the, you know, the National Board of Directors, you know, with this. It should not be tension or something like that, saying, well, we want to move forward, especially on something so simple, and to get met with resistance in any kind of way. And I'm saying this because I know at the in-person PNB meeting that's coming up, that this motion got tabled to that. I'm saying this because I hope the board of directors will pass that motion, and I think it should be meeting a little more than quarterly. And this is just so that we can be up on and anticipate if there's any kind of issues meeting some of these, some of the goals that were put in this report, or even if there's ways that we can help. We just need to be working together and communicating with each other more. And then just one other thing, because I know that there was a policies and procedures manual that had been passed about a couple of years ago. In fact, LaVon was the chair of the National Finance Committee, and we had the former CFO, Lonnie Hicks, who had worked on this. And I know that it had been passed, and the auditor even said that if we had been working on implementing even some of the things that was in the policies and procedures manual, that we may have avoided some of the stuff that he ran into. But so, I mean, I know in all of this that what's in this report is not going against the grain of that policies and procedures manual, but just to remind people that we do have that, and, you know, just to continue to make the efforts to get everybody to work together. But there was a lot of issues, and in terms of the audit report being so late, there were some really real problems with getting some of the stations to answer. And I know I heard him express great frustration about that. I know, like at WBAI, I'm on the local station board, we weren't even able to look at the budget. So I just say all of this in the spirit of let's know what these things were, let's face them, and let's move forward to make sure that we don't have to, you know, that it can get better. That last year was just an anomaly, and we can move forward.
And And in response about the policies and procedures manual, we're well aware that it's there, and it does need some updates for the current situation.
Right.
We're working on that. And also, at the board meeting in about 10 days, we'll be giving a time frame on that, too. And then, but the other side of that is making sure that stations not only are aware of it, but that they adhere to the procedures
exactly.
that are in it. That's part
exactly.
of the training that we'll be doing.
I have a question about that.
And I could I be on the staff, too?
Okay, I'll take another. That's Jane, right?
Yes, this is Jane. I just had a question.
Jane and Chandra?
Yes.
Okay.
The document that Lisa forwarded to us, it said that it was submitted and it was by Lonnie, revised July 2003, August 2005, April 2007, June 2007, and October 2007. Is this the most recent version, and were those revisions approved by the PMB? Do you know, LaVarne?
I don't know that they were approved. I'm trying to think the last year I was actually on the board, whether it was in 8 or 7. I think it might have been in 7. But I don't know whether they were all approved by the board, but we do have a working document, and that's the one that we have distributed, and that's the one that we're working on. So if we just want to all make sure we have the same document, maybe you can send yours.
Just to answer that real quick point about whether it was approved, my recollection is that it was approved finally in 2007. But that's my recollection that manual was approved.
I've been told that by some other people too, Lisa. And
right.
So I'm operating on the assumption that it was approved, but it does need some revisions at this point, and that's what we're working on.
I just wanted to mention that I'm going to send something to you that you might find helpful, unless you've already done it. I had to make a table of contents because I couldn't follow this document. I could not.
Oh, great.
So I'm just going to send you my formatted version of what Lisa sent us last meeting.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Jane.
And maybe if Lisa can send that out to me, too. And I can send you out. We've also had a couple of people have already started working on the document, and I'll send that to you also.
Okay. Just so everyone knows, old and new, that policies and procedures manual was approved actually in Lisa's state, January 2008.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Right.
Okay.
Then
next person on the stack. Were you done, Jane?
Yes.
Jane. Okay. Next person is Chandra.
Okay. I went on the Executive Service Corp website, and they have chapters in L.A., New York City, D.C., and Texas. And I was going to send the link. I'm ready to send the link to LaVarne and Arlene. But do we have a Yahoo group or something for the audit committee? Because the only thing I've seen is everybody's names listed. Is there some way for me as a member to write to the whole committee?
You know, when Yahoo started having problems last year, somehow that went kaput. So I have not gone in. And now that we have a permanent chair and a permanent secretary, I will go in and entitle Campbell, so that it can be done. I will try to do it by our next meeting, which will be April 26th, Chandra. But if you want to send it to me, I have my own.
That's what I was going to suggest. I'm just sending it out to Arlene, LaVarne, and you, and then you can send it out to the rest of the
I shall. Yeah, I just have my own group list within my email. I have to work on that. Okay?
Thank you.
That was it, Chandra?
Yeah, and I'm looking on the AARP website to see if I can find anything there.
All righty. So we've done really well. Is there anyone else? Is there anyone else who hasn't asked a question yet that would like to ask LaVarne or Arlene, just so that we can proceed? It's getting a little late now.
I have another question, a quickie.
Go ahead, Lisa.
Right. Just pertaining to the revisions of the policies and procedures manual, because I remember on the other one or the one that we have, that like the people from the finance committee, the audit committee, and, you know, were able to, like, work on it. And this is not to make this cumbersome in any kind of way, but I was just wondering if there would be any way that we would be able to review some of the this, I mean, some of the revisions without sounding like we're trying to micromanage. I don't mean it to sound like that at all, but from the audit committee, because I was just wondering about that.
Well, the way the process is supposed to work is that Yvonne is supposed to give her suggestions to the finance committee,
okay,
and they discuss them, and then it comes to us. Just the way we did in, I think it was in 07, remember when we had that joint meeting that Yvonne and I
right.
chaired? We went through. Well, that's the way it should work. So we will have to end up getting it anyway. We're supposed to end up getting it anyway.
The way I recall, this is Lauren, is that initial review of the document was done by the audit committee, I guess, in terms of addressing issues or having source documents to use to put the package together. And then we had the joint meeting with the audit and finance on the package. Now, what I've asked, I chatted briefly with Nia and our head correspondents, is on the chart of accounts as a separate project that perhaps the audit committee could work on, and we would come together on that. Now, that would be like a little chunk of it that and this is an age old issue too that we all worked on with Nia and before Nia, the pharma of this finance chair for
Bertolt. It was Bertolt.
Oh, hey, Bertolt. So that's something that if you guys can talk about, we can talk about and have it ready for the PNB meeting on how we're going to attack the chart of accounts to assume some level of consistency and uniformity.
Okay, so whatever suggestions that you and Arlene have, the finance committee needs to massage them, and then it comes to the audit committee for oversight. And we can work together like we did in 07. That's fine with me. That's not a problem. We didn't have a problem then, and I can't foresee a problem doing it this way. Now,
well,
just to move
to
on.
Audit before finance.
Huh? What did you say?
Audit before finance.
No, first it was Lonnie, he put some in, then it went to finance, and then you guys came to us.
That's not the way I understood the way Lonnie explained it, but whatever, we're working toward it, and I can give you a call if I need some help.
Okay. Okie dokie. So let's move on to, now, as I said earlier in the report, that there should be a recommendation for every observation, you know, or a group or similar related observations. So, for example, I think Bill mentioned some of these, WBAI, the pledge cards not controlled and related thereby. So have you, Arlene and Yvonne, worked out how you're going to respond to these, what your recommendations are going to be?
If you notice, we've put all stations, and we're beginning to work on those with the general manager at each station, but we don't have absolutely specific recommendations for each one yet.
Okay, all righty. So by the in-person meeting, you think you'll have them?
I'm not sure of that, Nia. We're working, you know, we're trying to prioritize and do some of the most important things first, and so some of these will take tremendous priority, and some of them may have to be backburnered for just a little while.
Okay. Well, we have another meeting on the 26th. So then you and Yvonne, you know, you're welcome. I will continue to invite you ladies to come back. But I have to say that overall,
the 26th, if you remember, is the day after the PNB meeting. And so, to be perfectly honest, we'll be getting things ready for the PNB meeting and what we're going to present there, and we won't be able to do anything other than what we're going to do for that meeting between now and the 26th.
Okay, that's fair. So when we meet in May, it's usually the fourth Thursday of every month going forward, and I just jumped to an agenda item.
Right, and I'll be glad to give an update in May. But in all honesty, for next month, we won't have anything beyond the PNB meeting.
Okay.
And so, since we'll be coming back on that Monday from Los Angeles, and since I'm turning around and leaving on Wednesday, my availability that Monday night is definitely in question.
Okay, not a problem. Understood.
I'll definitely put the May meeting on my calendar.
Okay, thanks. Does anybody have any more questions for Arlene and Levarne?
Madam Chair, I need to get off the call now, so I have to take care of something.
Okay, Lisa, not a problem. Thank you.
Sure, bye-bye.
Point of information. You may not have a streamer on that Monday because I won't be getting home till Tuesday morning, and Otis won't be back.
Okay, fine. So then you know what? When I get to that item, we'll just not have the meeting then. No problem. Thanks, John. Okay. So since there aren't any more questions for Arlene and Levarne, I want to thank you very, very much. Thanks to both of you for coming.
What we're going to do is I marked down a couple of typos and a couple of places where we need to make revisions in this, and we'll send you the revised copy, and then we'll also send it to Tony Pohl.
Okay. All right.
There aren't any major revisions. It's just basically in formatting or in typos, things like that.
Right. Okay. Not a problem. Thank you. Thank you, ladies, so much. And we have a couple of action items, which is number 8 on our agenda. Could I just get unanimous consent to move that now, just so we can recapitulate for Arlene and Levarne before they leave? I mean, they're welcome to stay, but I don't know if they want to hear the rest of our meeting.
What is that item?
That's to move number 8 to now. Number 8 becomes number 7. Review action items.
Madam Chair,
yes?
I couldn't open my attachment.
Okay.
On the email.
Okay. It's review action items. Okay. Hearing no objection, I think, let me just recapitulate. Chandra, Arlene, and Donna are going to send links to various sites that can donate free human resources to us. I like to say free because it is free. And Donna's is AGA. What does the acronym AGA stand for again, Donna?
Association of Government Accountants.
Okay. And Chandra's looking up AARP, or Levarne already has info in AARP. And what was the other one you had, Chandra?
Executive Service Corps.
Right. Okay. That's the one that Bill Crozier sent me, and I already sent that information to you, Levarne, and Arlene.
Yeah, okay. I got your email, John. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. And within the revised response to the management letter, the recommendations, Arlene and Levarne are going to put in the timeline, the milestones, right?
Right.
And the monthly training schedule. That's just to recapitulate. So did I miss anything? Anyone?
No, you're fine.
You might want to put I'll be forwarding, you know, the letter to Tony Pohl, the response to Tony Pohl.
Okay. All righty. Okay. So that's understood. And I think we're done with that. Okay. Again, thanks so much, Levarne. Thanks very much, and Arlene, for your cooperation. Actually, job well done. Job well done. Yep.
Thank you.
I genuinely mean that.
See many of you at the meeting in Los Angeles.
Yes. I will see you next whatever day that is.
Right. Fair Friday. Exactly. Okay.
All right. Okay. The rest of the members, please stay on. And then we're going to wrap up. Let me just get to KPFTX. Okay, folks. So remember that our meeting for the 26th of April, Campbell should be happy. That's going to be canceled, Campbell?
No. Okay.
Because, yeah, John L. Mello will be traveling. I didn't think about that. So we won't have a streamer. So we go to the KPFTX. Bill, do you have KPFTX up? What happened to my thing?
Yeah.
Could you just tell me the date, please?
Okay, for the last part of April?
I think it's the fourth Thursday.
The 27th is available, and the 29th and the 30th.
I think we should just not have it because we have this meeting in April, and they really won't be ready, which is only fair because they're doing the PNB meeting next week, give them an opportunity to come up with the recommendations for the observations, the rest of the observations for their stations. So let's go to May. That should already be in the
It's already listed now for the May 24th, the fourth Monday.
May 24th?
Right, it's the committee's already on there.
Is May 24th the fourth Monday?
Yes.
Should be.
I think that's a national holiday, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. What did I miss?
That's the one that Nixon messed up for my birthday. My birthday, which is May 30th. And then he made it the fourth Monday in May.
What holiday is that, Campbell?
Memorial Day.
Ooh.
You get to go out and decorate graves on my birthday.
Oh, no. Well, that's good.
I've never really processed that. Maybe, you know, I need to sit on a couch somewhere and work that out.
Right. Okay, Bill? Bill?
Sorry, Campbell. I know how you feel.
I'll check on that.
What else is available? Are there any other Mondays there?
Let's see. In April or May?
May.
The 10th. The 10th and the 31st. I thought the 31st was Memorial Day.
Well, the 30th used to be Memorial Day, but they made it, they changed it to the fourth Monday in May.
Does anybody have one of
those? Wikipedia, and it says it's May 31st.
Oh, really?
Oh,
maybe it's the last.
You know, I'm looking on my calendar, and if you live in Canada, it's Victoria Day, but if you live in the U.S., Memorial Day is on the 31st.
Oh, okay, that's right.
So
yeah, I'm looking at my calendar, too, and it says Victoria Day.
Yeah.
And Memorial Day is the 31st.
The 31st, yeah.
We're not going to go to
smokes.
So, Campbell, we'll bring you a cake, okay? On the
21st. Sounds wonderful.
We can sing to you also.
Oh, that's just too sweet.
Okay, so since you are our secretary, should we choose another day, Campbell? Seriously.
Other than the 30th, yeah, well, that's...
24th. Is the 24th your birthday?
24th will work for me.
Oh, I thought that was your birthday.
No, it's May 30th.
Okay, good. Okay, all righty. So our 24th will remain our next meeting. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, folks. Let's see. What else do we have on our lovely agenda? Oh, we have the icing. It's to adjourn. Or does anybody have anything he or she wants to say?
Well, this is Bill.
Go ahead, Bill.
If you want, I'll help you set up a Google group. I like them a lot more than Yahoo groups. They don't have advertising, for one thing.
I think I would love that, Bill. That Yahoo makes me crazy. Could
and
you
we
do
have
that?
Shared files there also. If you want to, you know, we have documents and works that we want to be public. You know, we can share them that way too.
Okay, great. Just the way we could with Yahoo. So will you have that ready for us by May 24th?
Yeah, I can do that. I can set everybody up. If anybody objects, I guess we can just go ahead and add everybody on the committee to that list. If anybody objects, let me or Nia know.
I think I'll just add you to a list. Yeah,
well,
I think John was accustomed to the old audit committee group where you could post things and you could see the minutes, you could see updates. So the Google Groups does that also. So that's what we'll migrate to, is the Google Groups. We'll be innovative, okay? We'll be the trailblazers in this. I think all the other committees use the Yahoo, but you're right. Yahoo just irritates me. Sorry, Yahoo. Okay?
Okay, you put me down as an action item for that.
I was just about to say that. Okay, Canvas, that's an action item. Group Crozier will migrate us to Google Groups and add us all. And you have access to all the folks. Now, I notice that Nia's name is not added to the list. I have to go in and add her. Or maybe I just, John O'Malley, listen to me. He's going to kill me.
Nia Turner?
Yeah, Nia Turner.
Okay.
Okay. So, motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Love to hang out with you guys, but I think you want to go home. Is there any objection to adjourning?
Not
objection.
Okay, it is now 10:10, and good night, everyone. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody, for your participation.
Thank you,
Nia. Okay, you're welcome. Have a great evening. Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.